I went out to dinner with my dad last night. This place, their big thing is like, we want to make fine dining, like, not stuffy.
Little stuffy.
It's like the entire restaurant has one seating at 6 p.m. and everybody's getting their like 10 courses at the same time. They come and they put down the first dish. They're like, to really break the ice and show you that we're not stuffy and this is supposed to be a fun experience, I want you on this first dish to stick your face in it and eat it off the plate. No hands, no silverware.
Whoa,
and I was
dude,
like, yes, dude.
That's a great idea.
Dude, stuff your nose
with the
food. Talk
about eat like a dog. Welcome back to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense.
Nice,
dated,
dude.
Dated October 6th, 2023. Let's get right into it, Pop. I want to, before I let you Debbie down us, I'm just assuming you will. I want to talk about something that we mentioned on a previous pod so that people feel like they should subscribe so they know everything we're talking about in the past, present, and future.
Mm.
We were talking about Elon Musk's, one of his big principles is designers must sit next to engineers.
Mm.
Okay. And I think I was complaining about something about my tea lid. It always leaks. I have these cups in my building and it pisses me off. You put the lid on. When I go to drink out of it, it just dribbles all out of the cup. The designers of this product have never drank from it. They have to bear the cost if it sucks. So here I have a prop for us today.
Oh,
Pop.
You brought in a prop.
An interactive
days
pod.
After. Yep.
Different problem. Okay. Lo and Ooh. Behold. I've got a Java jacket. Watch my short on Java jackets if you haven't already. Someone's talking to me. Simply safe. Nice, dude. Hey, Pop. Let me cut to the punch and the chase. This Java jacket, it goes on my cup nice, and then I put my hot coffee in the cup, because I drink coffee now. Subscribe. 2 minutes later, this is what happens. The adhesive warms up, melts, and it comes off. Fucking ruined my morning.
Wait, dude. I just gotta air this out really quick. I love that our call, we're so good at selling that our call to action for subscribing to the podcast was because I drink coffee. Subscribe.
Sorry. Yes, sir.
I was stuck on that for a little bit.
So
my bad. So the glue came undone.
Pardon. Hang on. Okay, you're right. What I was referring to there was about six episodes ago when I started drinking coffee again.
Oh.
That was the
subscribe.
Because I drink coffee, subscribe.
Right.
Because you're only going to
know
that. Yeah, you're only going to know that if you're a subscriber. So,
that's really
how I'm
cool.
Feeling.
Yeah. You're feeling like unstuck glue. And it's.
I'm just like, if this is your. This is your product. This is like what you do for the world. And this is the third day in a row this has happened. It wasn't PodFod until today. But like, this is what you do in the world.
Right, dude.
It's one job.
How is your whole life dedicated to just. That's the glue coming
out.
Wait.
No, I meant the people. No.
Oh.
I meant the people manufacturing this. Like,
that's what I meant.
Oh, I thought you were personifying like, the cardboard.
Here's my point for the YouTube viewer. How is your entire life, like you dedicate your life to this job to create a good sealed little cozy thing for
Java jacket.
Coffee. Java jacket. Okay. And then your
That's
whole
what
life,
they're called.
This is your life.
Yeah.
How's that?
And then
your
I
life,
burned
dude?
My hand. And then I burned my hand. Moving on. Moving.
Well, dude, let me tell
on.
You something. All right.
Tell it.
If you're 100% focused on something, like the Java jacket thing.
Yeah.
Is Java, does that mean coffee? Is that why that's Java yeah. jacket? Okay. That's trendy. Like the Java jacket. If you're focused on something, you should do it well. Okay. I've always believed that we're not focused on the podcast. That's why it's not the best. It could be better, but we're working on it. We're going to get there, but we're not focused. But if we were, I think it'd crush. And here's my qualm. All right. Another one of our friends.
Debbie Downer.
Hot gossip pod. Hot
right
gossip
down.
Pod.
A qualm and gossip.
That's all we do now.
Happy Friday.
No threads even. This is just two friends talking. This other friend, he's 100% focused on his podcast, named Denny Miranda. Now.
Poor fellow, honestly. He just texted us today. He's like, am I the subject of every single podcast episode?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because it's the epitome of like, he's kind of one end of the spectrum and I'm the other. Or I don't know if it's necessarily that, but like, he's just like Mr. Generic, like decent podcast that goes in depth. And I'm like, dude, you got to be like 10 times better than everyone else. And that's this tension of like, you're not the best because you're not fucking standing out. It's always just trying to preach ideas of how to stand out. Or, and oh, for subscribers, they would know the podcast where we broke down how he could make money, because that's important. We had like a research business idea.
He did. Basically, he launched his like interviewing questioning course.
That's not
exactly. No.
That's not what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
But it's not my life, so you can live it. I'm just out here to throw ideas. So one of my ideas, it starts with a problem, right? Everything's problem solution. Okay. The problem is this. A couple days ago, Danny, he's like, hey guys, do our little group chat, which is like, we call it the moguls. It's like some media friends. One of our friends, big on Instagram, Zach Pogrom, he has Mark Manson as a follower of his account, and Danny wants to get Mark on his podcast. Okay. So Danny's like, hey Zach, can you like DM Mark and see if he can come on my podcast? Kind of a big ask, all right? Kind of a big ask, especially when you don't believe in the product. As in, Danny's podcast isn't the best in the world. It's like, it's got good things about it, but it's like, it gets 500 views. And granted, he has amazing guests, but like, it's hard to like pitch something. It's a big ask for someone to come on his podcast. So, another thing too is like, if you're a subscriber of the podcast, you know that we talk about Mark Manson. We even talked to him, even ghosted him.
Poor
guy still at the Ferris wheel in LA, waiting for us.
Subscribe.
The LA series is whack. But point is, we're kind of connected to him, more connected than any of the other friends. But I didn't want to pipe up and tell Danny, because then we'd have to like make this big ask of Mark of like, hey, Mark, can you come on our friend's podcast that we don't really know any selling points for because we think it's kind of boring. We couldn't do that. So today I was like, I don't know. We were talking to Danny and I'm just like, dude, I got to unpack this. I'm like, Danny, dude, because I got to air out the elephant, dude. I just got to like air it all out. And so I'm like, Danny, dude, I've been struggling with this. We kind of know Mark, but I had no desire. In fact, I tried to hide from telling you that we knew Mark and we could connect you if we wanted to.
Tucked his tail between his legs.
Yeah. And so why am I tucking? And I think that's an important question. Because it's like, okay, this is the truth. The truth is the truth. I wanted to tuck. Why am I tucking? Okay. I'm tucking because a couple reasons, the big ask, whatever. But I'm tucking because I don't think you're the best of the best in any domain. And we could like put up the text on screen because I'm kind of like straightforward with things and hopefully friends are like used to that. But like, I'm like, okay, you're a good interviewer, but that comes at the cost of it being more boring. Like, so I think just like on net, it's just like a normal podcast because those two cancel out. So I'm like, you got to find a way to either like super double down on the in-depth, like interestingness of the pod to like compensate for this like boring low T sort of energy, or like fuck, just find some other angle. It gets like 500,000 views somehow because you distribute it really well. It's gonna have like either really big or really fucking good, and right now it's neither. So that's kind of like a fucking dick punch, but then it's like, what do you do with that punch? Cock punch, that's what I wanted to say. I said dick punch. I'm like, why did that sound off? That's a Tim Ferriss reference. So what you do with that is we start spiraling into, okay, like there's this initial shock, but it's like, okay, how do we actually make it 10x better? And in the
thought
process,
this is you talking to Danny?
Yeah, it's, we have kind of a group chat, so it's like,
oh, this is
Danny and
chat.
Me, but
right,
a lot of us. So it turns into, okay, Danny, what was amazing, like what? How do I use your podcast when I do share it? Because I don't share it a lot, but when I do, why do I share it? I'm like, well, the one time I shared your podcast, it was our podcast. Henry and Dylan, come on your show. And
we he's selfish. He's selfish. But
listen. I'm like, why do I share it? Because I've shared it with people. It's not like it just dropped and I'm sharing it. Like, that makes sense. Distribute it. But I'm sharing it like 6 months after because like a family friend is like, hey, Dylan, what have you been up to? And I'm like, what am I going to send them? Smart nonsense? And that's just like random topics every day. There's no like cohesive, here's our story over the last couple of years. Versus Danny, he did a great job of just getting to like the meat of what we've done over the last couple of years. That's been cool. And I'll send that to people. I'm like, Danny, what if you just doubled down on this? It's like, I'm sending this to my family because this is the recap of my life. And then I'm like, who does this really well? Like a life recap. Oh, Walter Isaacson.
Oh.
It's like.
Was not expecting that.
He just did this really in-depth biography of Elon Musk or Ben Franklin or whoever it is. But it's like 20 hours
Whoever it is. Couldn't get three. My bad, dude.
Steve Jobs, whoever it is. I wasn't even gunning for three. I was gunning for two, so that felt like a win for me.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, like upper echelon people. I don't mean to like, you know,
toot your boot.
I'm sorry this isn't more interactive right now, dude, and I don't have enough tea to really like balance that out. But point is, I'm like, dude, I think you should just become the Walter Isaacson of podcasts. It's like, hey, yeah. Let's take, because he gets access to incredible
Is that not
people.
Guy Raz or Tim Ferriss, though?
I think.
Maybe they don't go as deep.
I think if your entire branding, like literally the name of the podcast is The Biography. It's just like, I'm coming on Danny's podcast because I want a biography of my life. I want that thing that I can send. It's maybe 3 hours or whatever it is. And I send it to all my friends and family of like, here's the highlights of my life. And like in depth, like just everything poured out there. Like
that
Danny's
I like.
Walter. So I think just the branding is so important because like I don't know what to pitch. If it's like, oh, can you connect me and Mark? It's like, what do I say? I'm like, oh, go on Danny's pod. It gets 500 views.
No, it's like, Mark, you're going to go on this podcast and over 3 hours, you're going to lay out your entire life. You only do it once, right? And then it's there. It's like
this
memorialized.
Your Walter Isaacson audible, right. Audiobook. It's like your biography. That is the easiest pitch. Hey, yeah, you want your biography? He's going to like go in I think a lot of podcasts are like, they kind of hop around and it's not like, the intention is not let me get the biography.
Right, because I'll think of like, you're making me think of Lex Friedman who will talk to Mark Zuckerberg for 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever. But they're only talking about like current events and stuff that transpired in Mark's world in the last like 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. Where can I get Mark's biography? Because it's going to take Walter Isaacson 10 years to do it.
Right. And he's not going to do it because he does like a handful of people.
Right. He can only do so many.
If you're like, what is the tier right below Elon Musk? And Danny's already talking to those people. Like, I don't know if it's.
Oh,
like
don't even try. Just let the list.
Fuck, you saw that in my eyes, huh?
I did. I did. Just leave it
well,
be.
Let me
we know
give
he
you
talks
a couple
to
names,
awesome people.
Like,
okay.
Alex Hormozi or Gary Vee or I had one more. Like, who's the marketer? Seth Godin. They're probably more.
Stop. Quit while you're ahead.
Frizella.
No, Andy, dude. Andy quit Frizella. While you're ahead.
Fuck, dude. Crater.
Why are you trying to get four?
My bad. I really wanted to get this name, but I don't. It's the 75 Hogger guy. Point is, if you get like this tier of people and you like stick to this tier, like what makes Walter Isaacson amazing is he's not doing biographies on like Henry and Dylan. It's like, no, that's just fucking like I'm focused on this. This is what I'm excluding. I'm only getting like the once in a generation people. It's like, okay, Danny, just like you're going 3 times a week and like I don't listen to his podcast because most of the episodes are people that I don't care about. But if it's like here are the heavy hitters in each important industry and I'm going to do their biography on The Biography. It's like, dude, I would love that because it just sells itself. It's like Founders Podcast. You know exactly what you're getting. The Biography. You know exactly what you're getting.
I love it.
Nice, dude. Way to take
a bite. That's my testimonial. Took a bite, chomped on it, spit it right back out. That's great, and I'm glad we got to feature Danny on another podcast episode of the Smart Nonsense Podcast. Subscribe.
Well, I think what's important here is not like most people aren't going to start a podcast, aren't going to do this, but like starting with the framework of like how do I be the best, but also at the same time like questioning things. Like I think we could just let this elephant just hang out all the time, and it's right, like I'm not really a fan of what's going on.
Okay, but I think the way you think is it's really difficult. I think it's more important to. And I'm going to tie this to the podcast, but I think it's more important to just like get started and start doing the reps.
Right.
Because you could spend all day doing these like thought exercises that you're doing. And I mean, starting the biographer from scratch, if you're not Danny, you don't have his guests and like all that, that's an impossible problem.
It's key to branding.
The biography? What did I say? The biographer?
Yeah.
The biography. That's an insurmountable thing to start if you're starting from scratch. And I was telling you last night because I was looking at the thumbnails for this podcast and I was like, dude, these thumbnails are so fucking sick. And 3 weeks ago, they weren't. Right. And I think the difference is we could only be iterating on and getting better and questioning the thumbnails when we were putting them out into the wild. You can only make Danny's podcast 10x better because it's already in the wild and it exists. Mm. So what was my point? It was, I think you have to start before you think. Just start. You have to get something out there.
Quote
yes,
that,
dude. Dude,
start before you think.
Valuable insights here at the Smart Nonsense podcast. Start before you think. And then I think, once you've gotten in your 100 reps or whatever, and you can do the thing in your sleep, now it's like, okay, how do we make this 10x better?
Well,
that took us 6 years.
Two different friends. One is Danny, who's done 400 reps of his podcast, 400 episodes plus. It's like, all right, you haven't cracked through at 400. Amazing guests, no views. It's like, something's fundamentally wrong here, so let's address that now. But if you're at zero episodes, okay, just fucking get 100 reps. 100 reps, then we'll figure out how to take that to 10. But like, really show that this is your infinite game. You just love doing it. And then we can like tweak the branding so that it really stands out. Because I have another friend who's kind of getting into content too. And I literally told him, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to give any feedback on anything until you do 100 of these. Like, just listen to the market, put it out in the world. And like, the market's your guide.
Almost not even. It's just like, you're your guide. Like, you just...
That's
the hardest
another
part,
one, dude. Oh. Two quotes from here. You're your guy.
Whoa, original source quotes, dude. At the beginning, you have to be your guide. It has to be intrinsic. So, enjoy it. Yeah. Nice. I hear a sales call behind you.
Oh,
doesn't obstruct my train of thought. Not at all. No, no, no.
You were just making fart noises. That was
fart noises. Yeah, you just got to get started.
You want to do more of those? You ever do armpit farts, dude? That was huge back in 2005.
No, but you shared with me like there are like 10 different types of humor. I don't think I could list a single one. Well, I can. One of the types of humor, and basically there are 10 types of humor. People find these different types funny themselves. One of the types was like bodily noises, like poop, farts,
dude,
and
there is this
things like that.
Instagram. Oh, dude,
I want to talk about this
after.
Dark, list of two. Dark was a type of humor.
Oh.
Irony, that was a type of humor.
Ironic. There was this Instagram account that would just go around Central Park and just have a big, like, realistic fart noise machine. And it'd just go up to people and be like, oh. And, dude, I cracked up, dude. I liked it. I got whatever that sense of humor is. But then half my friend group was like, Dylan, why are you fucking 4 years old? What is this? I'm like, dude, he just ripped on this old woman. Did I lose a thread? I want to talk about something. Somehow fart noises made me think.
Let me give you a quick one. Or is it tangential? You're going to lose it if I...
Is it business? Did we surge? No, something else.
No, surge is coming up. We might be out of time.
I got it. Dude, tomorrow we surge.
What is yours about? Saturday. What is yours about?
Mine's about this podcast versus our shorts.
Let me give you a quick one before that. Okay. The elephant in between the legs. I got a quick one. I went out to dinner with my dad last night. This is another just challenge norms. We went to this Michelin star place that I had gifted to my dad a long time ago. We never went 2 years ago. He took me out. This place, their big thing is like, we want to make fine dining like not stuffy. You know, there's like 8 tables in there. All of us sit down at the same time. They're serving all of us. They're like, come talk to us. This will be fun.
Wait, all sit down. So all 8 tables, it's like a group event? How's this
work? Like the entire restaurant has one seating at 6 p.m.
Oh, that's sick.
And everybody's getting their like 10 courses at the same time. Yeah, you're not interacting with the other people.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, okay, they come and they put down the first dish. And they're like, to really break the ice and show you that we're not stuffy and this is supposed to be a fun experience, I want you on this first dish to stick your face in it and eat it off the plate. No hands, no silverware.
Whoa,
and I was
yes,
dude.
Dude, stuff your nose with the food.
Talk about eat like a dog. I don't know. It's just kind of in our quest to be 10X or be unique or be the best or whatever. It's just like that was so memorable.
Right.
Everyone picks up this glass plate that you can see through and they're like, first dish.
I think what's funny to me is like, I think the bar is so low.
Tiniest bar, ant size bar.
It's like, hey, just don't use the forks. Not yet. That's second plate. It's like, oh, dude, instantly. You'll think of this for the rest of your life.
Everyone's
like, what's a right? Yeah. And it's all like the other cool angle is like all sitting down together. It's kind of like if you watched a stand up and I watched a stand up separately, like async, it's kind of not fun, but you watch together and you're like both experiencing something at the same time. I think it's really cool to coordinate all in sync. Like, oh, all the dishes come out and now this whole room of all these tables are like enjoying having the same experience at the same time versus everything's async in a normal restaurant.
It did feel like a simulation, though. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, The Menu.
Right.
Really creepy. Really creepy. The head chef like comes out and like everything is synchronized and the head chef comes and like gives his speech before every course. It's just like kind of bizarre. Like felt like a simulation. But
that
was my be unique.
Shit.
Be unique. Hit me with shorts and pod.
Well, Chicago's really good. Don't get scared yet. Chicago's really good at...
I didn't know if you had a, if you were listening and had a tag team there.
You got to give me a second to take a bite. Like Nick Kokonis, he's in Chicago. I don't even know what you're laughing at. He's in Chicago and he has a restaurant, a couple restaurants. Easy, don't list them out. Dude.
I'll get you. I got
Alinea.
You.
Alinea.
And, Royster.
Royster.
The Aviary.
The Aviary, yeah.
I want to say Next.
Nice.
And The Office, which is below The Aviary. That's 4 or 5.
Well, those are all innovative restaurants. And I guess it's cool to see, dude. It's not really. It's max a nibble. Not even a nibble, really.
You know, the takeaway can be, it's cool to see.
Well, do I want to make a point? Like, Nick Kokonis. Don't want to make any points on Nick Kokonis.
Brain.
I'll make one point on him just because I like him. And like, if you're a subscriber, maybe you heard, we did an episode on him years ago when we were both in Chicago. And he's on like Tim Ferriss and stuff. But like he DM'd us after because
he commented on the YouTube thing. Video.
Oh, that's what it was, because you can't DM on YouTube. Stupid fucking DMs. Oh, that's a transition, dude. I'm just going to take that and go. Okay. So you'll have to watch
gone.
Nick Kokonis. Watch Nick Kokonis if you want that episode, dude. He just rethinks things. Like, that's sick. Okay. So DMs. We in the last year got 1 billion views. 1 billion views, and that's a generous we.
Add a pause.
Henry's got about 800, I got about 300 per year.
Million.
Yeah, 800
million
adds up to
300
a million.
Million adds up,
which
to
is
one.
A stupid number. So stupid that people don't even know how to interpret it. It's like, what the fuck is that? The crazy thing though is every one of those views is a minute long. People are with us for a minute, times a billion minutes. It's like, that's fucking absurd. What does that mean? It's like, well, what it should mean is a lot of people know who the fuck we are and want to hit us up to like hang out and do do cool things together. The problem is no one's done that. Really ever. Like it doesn't matter how many views we've gotten on shorts, like maybe our comment section is sick, but like there's no things just
couldn't
don't
count
feel
it
tangible
on my hand.
To us.
Couldn't count it on my hand. Except Mark Manson.
Right. Mark Manson. One. Dude. Can't believe we ghosted him. The only one. And he's a cool one. Meanwhile, we put this podcast out every day for maybe a month. We've gotten, compared to our shorts, infinitely more DMs. Like literally like dozens of DMs of like, wow, this is really fucking cool. Like I want to listen to this every day. Like please keep doing it. By like random people, but also like important people. And it's like, it's just, it's almost like frustrating. I don't know what kind of feeling it is. It's just like a weird, like.
It's just like, this is the worst. This is one of the, like my vlog, it's just like, this is like one of the worst, like not interesting things
right,
we've done.
Right. We do this sick email. We do the sickest shorts, but like everyone's like, oh, fucking amazing pod. And we're like, that's literally the shittiest thing we do. It's like we, the least impressive thing we do. And no one can stop DMing us about it. It's like,
yeah.
I think part of the problem is there's no like mechanism for DMing where we're popular. Like YouTube, like we said with the comments, is how Nick comes.
I also think
or,
like
email.
Well, it kind of that's kind of the thing with short form is it's like you're not short form isn't like creator based. Like, when you're watching short form, first of all, I think most people we interact with don't watch much short form. I think it's people a lot younger. And then short form is optimized to just get, like, whatever you want to see right in front of your face at that time. So a billion views, yeah, but, like, people still really don't know who we are.
Right. Well, that's what I realized. I'm like, no matter how many views we get in shorts, it literally doesn't matter. Like they cannot get more of our personality through shorts.
Yeah.
Often they confuse us. They don't even know. Like they're just like, oh, I saw the same animations. I thought it was the same person. So now it's like, okay, it's kind of like I had this idea way back in the day. I guess we can apply it here. It's like in economics, if you're a monopoly, you want to price discriminate. What's that mean? It's like charge different prices to different people. Because like, oh, say Henry's willing to spend like $100 on this dinner versus I'm only willing to spend $20. Well, you want to be able to charge $100 and $20 so you get both of our business. The same idea applies to content where you like that's the reason why you do that is so you profit maximize. Same idea with content, but instead of dollars, it's attention. So it's like, oh, Henry might have 100 minutes of attention, as in if we shot a podcast that's like an hour long, like you would listen to all of it, 2 hours long. Versus maybe I only have like 20 seconds of attention. But you want to be able to do shorts and pod. So like you maximize total possible attention on what you're doing. It'd be sick if we had like a graphic, but you know, we don't have 50
attention
animators.
Discrimination.
Attention discrimination. So I think it's just like this is similar. It's a different angle of like, I guess what I didn't realize, I'm like, if you get us every day, like say you watched 100 of our shorts, you still wouldn't know anything about us, which is just like
they're really shallow.
Such a crazy, yeah.
They're just really shallow.
So it's
but
it's
they're
good to have
good
both
for like,
both.
Yeah. It's like with our shorts, we can get in front of people a bunch of times, and we can use shorts to push them to longer form, more personality thing. We this was part of the plan we set out at the beginning. It was phase one is shorts, broad appeal. Phase two is get them to longer form stuff like email or my longs or eventually this podcast. And then, but we're still talking, not in this podcast, but in my longs, right? The long form is still exactly the same content as the shorts because people still don't care about me. Then they see us enough time in phase two, long form, and you can go to phase three, which is where you're just like a parasocial personality creator. People don't care what you talk about. They're just there for Henry and Dylan. A lot of people want to start at phase three, ourselves included.
We did.
But you can't.
I still kind of am. I'm trying to skip phase two. Because I tried phase two and I fucking jumped on the couch and screamed Zuckerberg and no one watched it. So I was like, fuck this.
Those are so long form on his channel. Check them out. Dude, we're at the 29 minute mark. So I think tomorrow we're going to have to surge. Gardaloo! Tomorrow we surge, dude.